Let's get to Carol Pepper, founder and CEO at Pepper International. So, Carol, earnings, the elections, and the crypto space, all that delivering kind of a heavy blow today. But it may not really matter much as the CPI report looms here. I know you're not a day trader, but you know, given the importance of this, is it your sense that this report will be friendly to markets or not so friendly?
I think it's going to be a little more friendly and there'll be a bit of a relief rally after today. I do think things are moderating. This is absolutely what we've thought would happen. You know, supply chains are easing, housing starts are down, the Fed has done its work. One hopes that they'll be able to start slowing the rate of increases or, you know, just increase 50 basis points instead of 75. So yes, I think it will be a welcome report tomorrow. That's my prediction. I could be wrong, of course. I've got a coin toss of a chance of being right.
Carol, okay, I mean, you talk about supply chains and easing. These are things which would have happened irrespective of the Federal Reserve. So, you know, surely the Federal Reserve would be looking at all this. And if you look at, let's say, LA port arrivals in terms of cargo, that's plummeted. And, you know, there's no such thing as a bottleneck there. So perhaps they're more and more in danger of a policy mistake.
Well, I hope that they try to be careful. They try to be thoughtful. I think they've signaled to the market very strongly that they're going to be firm and they're taking inflation seriously. And hopefully the talking will be enough so that we won't have to get a lot more over-raising, if you will. I agree with you. I don't think it's going to be necessary to continue to punishingly raise rates in order to get the economy under control because things are naturally starting to get a bit better.
This will sound a little glib, but they got more than 20,000 people working at the Fed, and no doubt 1,000 of them or something like that have PhDs. And you'd think that they are looking at a lot more and can be a lot more nuanced than just reading a CPI report.
Well, I'm sure they are, but I'm sure it's much more complicated than they're ever going to be able to try to explain to the general public in their minutes, et cetera. I do think that they're very thoughtful. I don't think they've done a terrible job in any sense. And I'm personally quite optimistic. I think, for example, we're going to have a nice Christmas season, a nice holiday season. I'm personally thinking that it'll be a good Black Friday sales season. People may be trading down and buying perhaps less expensive goods due to inflation and, you know, higher gas and food prices. But I don't think we're going to see the consumer stopping spending, which, of course, is a big part of the engine in the United States.
Carol, I guess the way you see the economy panning out is really also something which is the prism within which you actually look at what you are buying and selling at the moment. So what is your view of what happens with the economy and what do you suggest we stay away from and what we actually perhaps buy?
Yes, well, I think that we're going to have sort of a moderate middle of the road situation. I don't think we're going to have anything terribly extreme, you know, barring some sort of a nuclear disaster from the war, but let's take that off the table. I don't think that's very likely. So in this case, I think you want to look for things that will do well in a jittery market and things that do well when consumers are a bit pinched by inflation. So what does that mean? On the consumer side, I think you go for Amazon. People will still be buying for the Christmas season. You look at XLY to get that broader consumer exposure. And go for less expensive experiences like Yum or McDonald's, where consumers can have a nice evening out but not pay too much money. I think also the
you got to be kidding me. A nice evening out at Yum. That's hilarious.
Yeah, well, you know, for some consumers, that's better than you know, when gas is as high as it is and food is high, it's better to go out to something lower cost.
Let me ask a big
and
picture
then you look
story.
At,
Let me ask a big picture story. Can we read the midterms as voters saying that we're actually okay? We don't really need some strong medicine.
Yes, I think that what the voice of moderation, the voice of the middle of the road voter has spoken. I think the extreme and fringe candidates are being properly viewed with disdain. Election denial is being viewed properly with disdain from most of the country. And I think people want their voting rights and women want the rights over their bodies, full stop. And so if you're willing to get more toward the middle of the spectrum, I think that's where the majority of the country is. It's not out on the fringe. Unfortunately, the fringe gets the news, and that distorts our picture globally for people overseas about what's going on here. But the truth is, it's a pretty moderate electorate, and that's who spoke. And I think that people just want to have a nice life, you know, have their rights respected, earn money, take care of their families, and enjoy a nice existence. I think that's really what the midterms told us.
Yep, exactly. So in other words, stay the course, don't panic, perhaps stay where you are in terms of your asset allocation as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, energy will continue to be a strong area to make money over the next couple of years. I think also this work from home or hybrid work and the replacement of physical, you know, sort of repetitive physical labor with automation and robotics will continue. So those are the trends, you know, the trends that are happening are the trends that will continue to happen. And that's where you'll make money.
I can
overpriced streaming services will not do well. They're going to have to lower their costs, their prices, for example.
Yeah, I can imagine some people are saying, if I never see a stock again, it'll be too soon with this casino-like behavior. And it's really a lot of pretty normal companies like Meta printing money. I mean, their profits are still high. Stock down 70% from the highs. And Carvana down 97%. How do we justify that? How do we reconcile that?
Well, I think, again, you know, Meta tried, I think sometimes, remember the .com, you know, there were stocks that flew extremely high and then crashed to almost nothing. And it took about 15 years for the, let's just say, the internet as a sector to become something normal and profitable. I think the metaverse, if you will, we're far ahead of ourselves on that. But there'll be probably more than one crash before the metaverse becomes something that actually can make money. And so, you know, I think Zuckerberg is trying to be ahead, and unfortunately doing that in a public company is difficult. He might have been better off taking the metaverse part of Facebook out and starting something private with that, frankly, rather than trying to do that in public market.
Carol, of course, he does have all the voting shares, but thank you so much for joining us. That is Carol Pepper from Pepper International joining us with her take on the markets.